Joseph, give us some tips for folks who are, you know, they're making some money, you know, they're not saving a lot, but they're paying their bills. What would you tell them? What do they do for their future?
Well, I think you have to be in the precious metals. I think you have to be in energy. As you know, I'm very bearish on the equity markets, even though I do believe there's sectors of the market that will continue to do well. And I think those sectors are, again, the precious metals, energy. I think you could look at maybe some of the rail stocks because I think they're an alternative when we talk about large transportation issues. And I also like the high-quality utilities for retirees that need income. But I think when you talk about, you know, the precious metals, and I want to name quickly the five most popular gold coins that I think people should certainly look at. And then I'll name the five most popular silver coins that I think people should be accumulating. But one thing I want to mention quickly, George, is I had a call from a subscriber to my newsletter in the Northeast, and he tells me now we're starting to see bogus gold and silver coins in circulation.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Counterfeit?
Counterfeit coins.
How would we know?
Well, they have to test the coin. They have an asset that they test them. And I think the key for the listening audience is know who you're dealing with, know what merchandise you're buying. And if you're dealing with a reputable dealer, fine. And if you're not, you know, check out who you're dealing with and find out who they are.
Okay. And you also think people should physically take possession of their securities, their gold, their silver, and keep it, right?
Well, I think when you talk about the precious metals, there's no better safekeeping for the metals than for you to hold the physical metal yourself. I think when you talk about buying securities, you know, I've always been the belief to have the security registered and have the certificate sent out to you for safekeeping.
Can you do that? Can you ask the broker to do that?
Okay. You can request it, and the transfer agent will send the certificate out to you.
All right. It's better than just keeping it. Just what, safe deposit box, something like that?
Well, either a home safe, safe deposit box. You know, certainly when you talk about the precious metals, I think ideally you want to have a home safe and you want to keep the metals very close.
What do you think of penny stocks, Joseph?
Stay away from that kind of stuff.
It's gambling, isn't it?
It's gambling. It represents high risk. And it's not the way you make serious money in the markets, George.
Let's go back to what you just said about people retiring, putting their money into, you know, utilities, for example. Why? Because they pay higher dividends?
Well, they pay higher dividends than certainly comparably what you would get in a certificate of deposit or a money market. And as I've always said, you know, you want to approach the markets on what we call a total return basis. So you want to have share appreciation and you want to have a decent dividend while you're waiting.
Okay. And what are the possibilities that those stocks would collapse?
Well,
minimal or what?
Well, I think it's extremely minimal. You know, people pay their electric bills. These companies are well-financed. They've been around for many years. They have good management. They certainly provide electricity to a good number of people. So I think they represent a very stable long-term investment.
And if we get hit by an asteroid, who cares, right?
Who cares?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how much you've got in your mattress. It doesn't matter at all. What do you see as the most pressing problem over the next year or two?
Well, I think people are counting on this economic recovery moving forward. And as I've said earlier, I believe it's an illusion, and I think we're going to shortly enter a double-dip recession. I think housing is going to lead us back down. But I think when you talk about housing, the biggest risk in the real estate market moving forward is going to come from the commercial real estate sector. You know, very few people realize that we have 21 square feet of retail space in America for every man, woman, and child. That's twice the usual amount of space that we would normally have. And the internet now is cutting into the traffic that we'd normally see in these retail malls.
True. Yeah, the internet is crushing the retail stores.
Yes, it is.
Now, it's creating warehouses, I guess, right? Okay.
So I believe we're going to see retail malls fail in large numbers in 2011 and 12, and I further believe it's going to be the catalyst to take residential housing down to the final bottom.
You know, the two good businesses I also see for people if you want to invest, this is my take, you tell me if I'm right or wrong, FedEx and UPS. I think as the internet grows, they ship, and those are the two shippers.
Yes.
Yep.
Very true, George.
And they keep going and go, see, you taught me, Joseph. I'm learning these things. What's new with your newsletter?
Well, the newsletter is continuing to grow. We have subscribers from all over the world. I write about the economy and the equity markets and precious metals, and I write about energy, and we write about what's happening with monetary policy. And I have to tell you, George, it takes a tremendous amount of work to put this letter together every month, but we're truly enjoying it.
Well, that's good. You have what gave you this insight, Joseph? I mean, is it just common sense? What has steered you in the direction you've been going?
Well, I got involved in the markets in 1966 when I was 19 years old, and I bought my first 100 shares of stock. And then when I came back in 1969 from the Vietnam War, I decided I wanted to be a Wall Street professional, and we had a mini recession in 1969 and 70, and I was unable at that time to join a training program on Wall Street. And finally, in 1972, I was able to enter a training program and became a licensed broker. So next year, George, I'll be starting my 40th year on Wall Street.
Good for you. Good for you. Do you see the world going into a one-world economy?
Well, I think when you talk about globalization and you talk about the role of China and primarily India as well, and I think you talk about Southeast Asia and you talk about the tremendous growth that we've seen there. And I think when you look at what we've witnessed, certainly in the precious metals over the last year, and you know the monetary authorities continue to pump this money into the system, but it's failing to trickle down to Main Street America. So that's another reason why I believe that we're going to see significantly higher precious metal prices as well as energy.
What do you recommend people do with their credit cards right now?
Well, cut them up and throw them away.
You got to have a credit card, Joseph. This world lives on it.
Well, you know something.
You can't order anything over the internet. Well,
no, I'm only kidding, George. But what's very interesting is they announced the Christmas sales. And very interestingly enough, over 50% of the purchases through the Christmas holiday were done without a credit card.
Cash?
Well, I think people are cutting back. They're using cash, and they don't want to put any further balances on their credit cards. They're trying to pay down whatever they've run up so far.
Well, it's true if you pay just the minimum every month, you'll never pay it off.
You will never pay it off.
And it goes on and on and on and on. So at least pay it down as much as you can. What about cars? What do we do there?
Well, you know, they've recently said that auto sales, even with these very low interest rates, are not even back to the levels that we had witnessed 4 years ago.
No, they had a good bump.
Yes, they did.
Yeah. Would you buy a car now?
If I needed one, I would.
Would you buy a used one or a new one?
I would buy a new one.
You would?
Sure.
Would you buy it or lease it?
Well, I think that would depend on your individual circumstance. You know, certainly they have some very attractive lease programs. I think from a tax standpoint, it's certainly something to consider.
You know, and especially if you don't like keeping them.
Well, I think that's also very important. You know, you tire of a car after a couple of years, and, you know, no matter what model it is or what color it is, you get tired of it.
Yeah, well, that's true, too. The American dream, Joseph, is it gone?
Well, I think the American dream in the context of what you and I were led to believe the American dream would represent, I think, honestly, we've reached a point, in society and in our economy that we're no longer going to retire and drink coffee and smoke our pipe and sit on the porch. I think we're seeing people now work longer than ever before, work two jobs, you know, continually now try to get their finances together, because I think, quite honestly, this housing debacle and this bear market that we've witnessed in equities has certainly diminished a lot of people's savings.
I'm witnessing my kids going through this with all of us right now. My concern happens to be with my grandchildren and their kids. What's the future like for them?
Well, I think the future is going to depend on, you know, getting the right education and certainly having entrepreneurial skills, because I think there's going to be tremendous opportunity in certain sectors of the economy.